We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Jeff Bell.
I'm Patty Rising. Hundreds of death row prisoners in San Quentin will soon have the option of being moved away from the Bay Area prison to another facility. As KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, the idea is to make housing the prisoners less expensive.
There had been a law that all male death row inmates in California be housed at San Quentin, but
the people opposed to the death penalty made an argument that this was very expensive and that was a reason to get rid of the death penalty. So in Proposition 66, we put a provision that said that Department of Corrections can house the inmates at other prisons.
Criminal Justice Legal Foundation legal director Kent Scheidegger helped to write Prop 66, which aimed to speed up executions and therefore save the state money. There is no reason, he says, that we need to spend more money on condemned prisoners, a point that Robert Weisberg, professor of law and director of the Stanford Criminal Justice Center, is basically moot right now.
Let's be realistic. The chances of anybody currently on death row being executed in California are infinitesimal. Nobody is going to be executed as long as Newsom is governor. We don't know what's going to happen to the death penalty afterwards.
Under the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation's pilot program, the prisoners would get to opt in if they would like to move, but they wouldn't get to decide if they end up in, say, Central California or Pelican Bay. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
There were some explosive moments in an Oakland courtroom today. KCBS reporter Melissa Colross tells us the man accused of killing 18-year-old Nia Wilson on a BART platform in 2018 returned to the stand in his murder trial, but his testimony was short.
After just 15 minutes on his second day of testimony, John Lee Cowell, who's accused of murder and the stabbing of Nia Wilson and her sister Latifah on the platform of the MacArthur BART station in July 2018, was escorted out of the courtroom. Latifah Wilson was there.
It got hectic.
I wasn't there as well.
Yeah, well, a lot has happened. A lot has been said.
18-year-old Nia was killed in the attack, and Cowell has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Jocelyn Gamma is a high school friend of Nia's. She also was in the courtroom for the brief second day of testimony. About Cowell, she says,
he was just mad. Like, he was being so repetitive, and he was defending himself as if he just didn't commit, or, you know, he just didn't harm somebody.
The prosecutor tried to show Cowell surveillance video of him attacking the Wilson sisters, but Cowell just became combative and started swearing. Deputies then escorted him out of the courtroom. When the trial resumed after a brief recess, the defense called Cowell's aunt to the stand. Cowell also had testified on Tuesday. In Oakland, Melissa Colross, KCBS.
KCBS's Jim Taylor takes a look.
Drought is officially back.
It's not a time to panic yet, but it is a time to be concerned.
We're chatting with San Jose Mercury News reporter Paul Rogers. Drought has been his beat for years. What the feds are saying,
about 10% of California's land area is now in drought conditions, and that's about 10 million acres in the Central Valley, and another 46% of California's land area, including a lot of the Bay Area, is in what's called abnormally dry.
And yes, it is due to a significantly drier than usual winter.
We started off this winter with pretty good weather. We had some good storms around Thanksgiving and in December, but then the rainfall in January was only half of normal in the Bay Area, and we've had nothing in February.
Again, not to panic now, but another winter like this, and we could be looking at drought statewide. Jim Taylor, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.